And if you don't know, now you do know. This is Guns Live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest city in the world, the city that never ever sleeps. Gun show exclusive right here because, I'm going to speak with my friend who hit me up earlier. And, I received news last night here on the Gun show via Twitter and via, all of a sudden my phone started blowing up because a band that, you know, I've come to love, I've been seeing them for 5+ years. I've been seeing this member for even longer. His name is Jason Lancaster from Go Radio. And
how's it going, man?
Dude, first of all, it's good to speak with you. It just sucks that it's on these terms.
Yeah, you know, I like to keep things, you know, as informal as I can with you. But, you know, every once in a while, you got to get down. You got to do some business.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I mean, Go Radio had a great run. And, you know, even on Warped Tour, I mean, you guys are such a solid band. And you personally are a very good singer-songwriter. And I read the statement yesterday. So I guess kind of, the ball's in your court, man. What happened? What's the deal? What would you like to say?
Well, you know, first off, I'd like to, you know, tell everybody that, you know, just because Go Radio's done doesn't mean that I'm not doing music anymore. You know, I didn't read that post until almost everybody else did. So, you know, it kind of took me by surprise. There's a lot of things that, you know, are in there that aren't true.
Okay.
You know, just flat out not true. So I just kind of like to set the record straight on a couple of things. You know, like, first off, you know, anyone that's thinking there's crazy bad blood between me and the Go Radio guys, I just want to nip that now. You know, those guys are great guys. They're going to go on. They're going to do good things. Mm-hmm. You know, Alex is with Stages and Stereos now. I think Steve is with Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
You know, Matt is at home being a father and a husband and, you know, nothing but mad respect and love for all those guys. So, you know, that being said, you know, it has nothing to do with the fans. I want to be really clear on that. We've got the best fans in the world are Go Radio fans. You know, I've always said that, and it's always been true. And just like you said, even out on Warped Tour, everything was amazing. You know, we had, you know, so many people coming up to us every day just telling us how much they appreciated and loved us and everything else. And
right.
So, with that being said, you know, everything kind of came down for me to the simple fact that, you know, that just wasn't where I wanted to be anymore. You know, it wasn't where I needed to be. It wasn't where, you know, I felt like I could grow as an artist the best. And, you know, I put a lot of thought into it, and I put a lot of prayers into it. And you know, as much as I loved that band and as much as I loved the fans and the people that would come out, you know, you and everybody else, man, it was a great run.
Yeah,
like
I
you
did,
said,
dude.
Was,
I mean, I saw you guys for so many years on so many different tours and, you know, it sucks, you know, like it's definitely, I guess, the end of a chapter in your life, right?
And that's exactly what it is. It's just a chapter. It's just a chapter in a book,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's one I love to tell and one that I'm really proud of happened. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a chapter that leads to a different chapter. And I'm really excited about the next one.
All right, so now the statement that was released as we speak here with Jason from Go Radio, it's twitter.com/GoJason, twitter.com/GoRadio. The statement that was released said that this was decided like earlier in the year. When did you kind of, was there a gradual type thing? Like, personally, I had heard things, rumors, but I thought it was just going to be a hiatus. I didn't know the band. That's why I was on the air last night. I'm like, shit, dude, really? Like, I thought, I know that you have a wife, that somebody's got kids, stuff like that. Like, okay, well, you know, maybe we'll take, like, you know, 8 months off. I didn't know that it was going to, like, be over.
Yeah, you know, it was, there definitely wasn't a, you know, an epiphany moment. You know, everybody likes to think, well, that with huge changes like that, it's, you know, all of a sudden, like, you wake up one day and everything's just changed. And that's not how it is, you know, like, it's kind of, you know, just like anything where you work and you work and you work and you know, things build up over time and things change over time. And the little things that nobody pays attention to all eventually build up and turn into a big thing. And it's at that point when you have to look back and you have to go, you know, okay, well, you know, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm not happy where I'm at, how can I change it? What can I do to make this situation better? You know, what can I do to better my life and get myself to where I want to be? And, you know, the end result of that was that, you know, if things kept going the way they were going, then I was going to be unhappy for the rest of it. And, you know, you just can't do that. And, you know, this statement that was released.
Now I want to say, you didn't have anything, like, did you know this was coming out last night? Like, did
no.
you? So you
no,
were caught off
I was
guard.
In the theater. You know, I was on date night watching Gravity in IMAX with D and got out and turned on my phone and it blew up. I had no idea. I hadn't read anything about it. I hadn't heard anything about it. None of it.
Wow.
I was completely taken by surprise.
Right, and that's why. Well, I appreciate you coming on here because obviously to get, you know, to kind of get your point across as well. Now, have you talked to the guy since?
No, I haven't talked to him yet. So, you know, everybody's busy. They're doing stuff. So,
right.
You know, let it blow over a little bit before things are reopened. Because, like I said, they're good guys, and nobody's mad at each other. Nobody's.
Yeah, I love all of you. I love all you guys, and you know, I kind of just wanted the story, you know, kind of the story about it as well, because the statement really didn't, you know, kind of do it. Now, you were, you've been busting your ass for years now. Is it just because you didn't see Go Radio going anywhere, or is it just the fact that, like, legitimately you wanted to go focus more like on a songwriting or maybe like a production type career?
Well, you know, I'm still doing music. I wasn't satisfied with, you know, the way things are going with Go Radio, but, you know, I knew that as a musician and as a writer that I wanted to see myself do different things. Mm-hmm. You know, not only just playing, you know, the genre wise, but, you know, I wanted to, you know, pick up a banjo every now and again, or, you know, learn the harmonica, or, you know, I wanted to concentrate on piano more, and all these things that, you know, I wasn't really able to.
Because Go Radio, you know, was considered Go Radio, that genre or that expectations for that type of sound, sort of.
Right. We were definitely, you know, I don't want to say pigeonholed because that's a bad word.
Right.
But, you know, definitely kind of put into the genre that where it was like, no, okay, well, you know, it's going to be fast, going to be hard. And, you know, we released Close the Distance, which, still to date, you know, I think that's the best record I've ever been a part
of,
man.
So good, man.
And
I wish it fucking hit, though. It's got to be frustrating, dude. I really wish it hit, you know?
You and me both, man. You and me both. I made a deal with my mom back when I think I was like 27. You know, and I said, when I hit 30, like, if I can't pay my bills, then, you know, I have to figure something out.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I turned 30 last Monday. And, you know, that was, you know, while it wasn't the only factor there, it was definitely kind of a, you know, kind of a milestone for me. You
right.
know, I, you know, looked at everything that was going on and I was like, man, you know, the record industry being what it is right now, you know, I can't pay my bills unless I tour 11 months out of the year, you know, and I can't, you know, be a part of something that is lucrative and not sacrifice the things that, you know, I love about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, it seems like if you want to be successful, you got to be this Miley Cyrus thing that gets up on stage and throws your morals out the window. Like, you know, for a long time, I couldn't let it out that I was a Christian, you know, that was a big deal.
Right.
You know, I was too afraid to lose fans to let it be known that I was a Christian. And, you know, things like that, at the end of the day, it's just not worth sacrificing who you are to do something like that. And,
well, now, as we speak here on the Gun Show exclusive with Jason Lancaster, Go Radio. But just based on what you said, so Go Radio kind of ran its course, although I told you, man, you guys were great on Warped Tour. I loved seeing it. I saw your set almost every single day. But would that stop you with the touring life? Do you see yourself touring again in a different band or out there on the road, or just does everything have to be right for you to get back out there, not with them, but with anybody?
I mean, absolutely. You know, I'm not done with music. I'm not, you know, I posted a thing on Twitter today. You know, I write every single day. I've made it my job, as a matter of fact. I'm 10
nice.
To 6. I'm writing every single day.
Cool. All right, perfect. And, well, we just want, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, the listeners know that as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now sure. there was this Wikipedia post. Can you confirm or deny that you were with, a band with, like, Frank and stuff?
With who?
Frank Iero?
No, I'm not. I am not in any sort of a band right now.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
I'm pursuing it.
Go Radio. Hold on, let me read it for you real quick. Somebody posted this on Wikipedia, so you might want to look at this. It goes.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Jace, maybe they took it down from there. Let's see. At least it's live radio. Oh, good. So it is down. So I guess it definitely wasn't true. Yeah, apparently you were getting in another band with three other dudes. So, but hence, once again, Wikipedia fails. So at least that's not true. But so you're not in a band right now, but you are writing music and just doing the damn thing then.
I am, exactly. And that's something that, you know, I'm never going to stop doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, I'm working really closely with a program called Give Them Wings to Fly, and you know, I really look forward to the things that are going to come from that. It's just a charity organization that is going to be a lot of fun.
Good, man. And people can still follow you on Twitter then, right? You'll be posting stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. People can follow me there. They can, you know, they can make everything, you know. Sorry, 1 second. I think I just came to pick up my wife. I think I came to the wrong store. 1 second. Sorry. He's not here? Oh, crap. All right. All right, I'll see you there. All right, sorry.
Live radio, folks. Live radio.
So, sorry about that, man.
What kind of?
I've been in the car this entire time, just like going, okay, well, you know, go to this place to pick D up and go get some wings with a buddy of mine. But
guess that's not happening. What emotion are you feeling right now? Then, like Fargo Radio, like is it just you know just?
You know, honestly, right now I'm more sorry and that ended the way it did. You know, like I had high hopes for Go Radio and I had high hopes for those songs. Mm-hmm. And it broke my heart when Close the Distance didn't hit. Because like I said, you know, we put everything we had into that record. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it didn't do what we thought it should have, then it kind of took a different turn, you know, for me personally, where it was, I don't want to say I lost faith in Go Radio because I will never lose faith in the songs.
Right. But just the entity that was Go Radio and the surroundings around it?
Well, it just kind of put a lot of things into perspective.
Yeah.
You know, where it was kind of, okay, well, you know, looking back at things now, you know, seeing the progression of Go Radio, and like I said, I wouldn't change a thing for the world. I love every single you know, moment I had in that band.
But kind of life took over. You got to worry about life, right?
Well, not even just life, but kind of myself. You know, I walked into, you know, a situation with that band where it was all or nothing. And I gave all, like 100% of myself for, you know, 7 years. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I've got a lot of great memories and I've got a lot of great fans and I've got a lot of, you know, cool songs that came from it and I wouldn't change them. But at the end of the day, you know, it's time to move on. And so that's what I'm doing. And you know, I've got, you know, a lot of really high hopes for this new stuff that I'm working on. And I know a lot of people are really super pissed at me. You know, I get that on Twitter. I've been getting it for the last 2 days. But
I think you cleared the air a little bit here on The Gun Show tonight, you know. Yeah,
I
think
you'll
be able to express yourself. Yeah, no, I think you know at least it is your side, and you were able to say something, especially since you were caught off guard with the whole thing, as some of us were. You know,
that's the thing is, you know, I felt an urgency to get on here with you know with you and kind of get my side out and go, no, this is what's actually happening. You know, this is it. The thing that got me, the thing that you know really kind of threw me for a loop was you know that note kind of makes it sound like it's a D thing, like. I decided to get married and quit the band. And it's like, no, that's not it at all.
Right. That...
You know, that there are a lot of other contributing factors, and, you know, we won't get into all of those, but,
right.
You know, absolutely none of it was D. Mm-hmm. So.
Right, well, I think it came across, you know, you were able to get your point out, your side out. It's just, you know, kind of unfortunate the way everything came about, but I guess all kind of breakups and things like that are that way, so... But for the listeners out there, I urge you all obviously support Jason Lancaster with everything he does and the other guys as well. I love everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I love everybody in that band. And, you know, we wish you all the best with everything in future endeavors. And especially you, man, because like you said, you live for music as well as the rest of the guys. So, you know, as long as you're still out there, I think that's what people wanted to make sure the most, that you were still going to be writing and involved in this crazy industry that we decided to work in for some reason.
Yeah, and that's... that, you know, you know as well as I do, when you dedicate your life to being involved in this industry, you know, you don't do it to get rich and famous. Hmm. You know, you do it because you love music and because you love being a part of it, and you'll always do whatever you can to be a part of it.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I couldn't continue what I was doing and still be a part of music, you know, and that's something that's kind of hard to say and kind of hard to understand even for me saying it, but it's a very... very true. You know, I needed to find a way that I could do this and, you know, maintain my integrity and maintain my personality. And, you know, unfortunately, Go Radio wasn't it.
Right. All right. Well, listen, man. We just wish you the best with everything. It's good to talk to you. Hope everything else is well in your life.
Everything is pretty peachy other than that, man. Yeah. You know?
How was Gravity?
Gravity was insane, man.
Is it nuts?
It was so good. It's right. You have to see it IMAX, though.
Yeah, that's why I keep hearing that. You gotta see it 3D wise and IMAX wise. Yeah.
Don't see it regular. Don't wait till it comes out. Go and see it in IMAX, and then you know get ready for 2 hours of a panic attack, because that's exactly what it is.
Wild. And you're still down in Florida now. And your brother's touring stuff like that. The Glamour Kills tour. Excited for that. So you know, just another step in your life, I guess, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one chapter closed, and hopefully the characters will be repeating in the next chapter.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. It's good to talk to you again, and, you know, wish you the best. I appreciate you allowing me to be the outlet for you to, you know, kind of speak and express yourself, and, you know, you were able to get a lot across, so good for that, man.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate, you know, you giving me the time to come out and say something, so
of course,
thank
man.
You.
As I always say, you're a great American, and we'll just end on that point. No. Also, did you play every single Go Radio song live at least once? Do you think?
You know, I think there were a couple that we didn't.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, some of them were never made to be played live. Some of them we did just for fun. You know, because we thought they were good songs. But you know, even Jimmy Eat World, I'm pretty sure hasn't played every song they've ever written live.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, I was just wondering that. I was like, I know they've had a good catalog, pretty deep catalog, but I was wondering if you've always played one song. But on that note, man, keep in touch, and just good luck with everything. And we are excited that you're going to continue doing music.
Oh, dude, thank you so much. And I hope that this really clears up a lot of things. You know, I my big thing is I want, you know, my friends and my fans to kind of get the entire story and get both sides of it before they start making, you know, hateful accusations, I guess.
Right. Well, no, it definitely came across as, you know, you're able to express yourself, that there is more to it than what was originally put out there. So,
yeah. You know. Yeah, 100%.
Cool, man. Well, listen, keep in touch, and you can follow him on Twitter. It's GoJason, and we'll see what lies ahead.
Sounds perfect.
Awesome. If you don't know, now you do know, Guns, The Gun Show. Follow me on Twitter, The Gun Show. It's Guns with a Z.